Thanks to the very, very lovely folks at Microsoft, a Kinect arrived yesterday, which actually it was very nicely packaged. Okay, it's not really the most important thing, but you get the idea. Essentially, they sent me 5 of the games, 4 of them plus the base unit, which also included Kinect Adventures, which is like the pack-in game. I've also got Kinect Sports, Kinect and All's, Dance Central, and Kinect Joyride. These are like the basic games that they're releasing. There are more coming from third parties in the run-up to Christmas. Now, the Kinect is basically a little sensor that you plug into the back of your Xbox if it's a new one, or the front of your Xbox if it's one of the older models, which I've got. The calibration takes about 5 minutes maximum. And it's quite interesting because it uses sonar, and there's lots of tones and interesting sort of music-y noises as it kind of makes a sonar map of your living room. Now, I did have to move my living room around, which upset me a little bit. My couch had to be migrated because there is an optimal sort of spacing thing of about 6 to 8 to 10 feet. So sometimes if you're in settings, you need to be about 9 feet away. For the games, it's usually about 6. The only problem with this is because I'm a VIP, it's a bit too far away from my TV. So sometimes I have to kind of walk closer out of the optimal zone just to kind of see what's going on. So, you know, squint at my TV screen. It would probably work better on my brother's 50-inch TV, I think, as opposed to my 32.5. In this case, the larger TV, probably the better. So, the games themselves are really easy to do, and they're quite fun. You're using sort of gesture-based stuff, and you can actually talk to your console. If I see Xbox and then Kinect and then, like, play this disc or something like that, the disc will load. Or I can go and have a look at Sky, if I had Sky, which I don't have Sky, but you get the idea. You can play around with it. You know, there's lots of sort of helpful little bits on the My Xbox channel that tell you how to do all the stuff. I love Kinectimals. I think a lot of people love Kinectimals, actually, because it's such a fun little game. I've got a Black Panther called Fluffy. And it's really cute because, you know, you can stroke Fluffy, you can play with Fluffy, you can feed Fluffy, you can, you know, teach Fluffy new tricks. And that's quite cool because you actually use the voice thing. I can go, Fluffy, sit, and the panther sits. You know, I can go, Fluffy, star jump, and he'll do a kind of random sort of collapsing in a sort of legs everywhere. Ceri and Isis are a bit confused as to why there's a large black kitty stuck in the TV. But it's quite precious actually to see them when they do that. But it's nice because it's a very fun family game. I can really see this being very popular come Christmas actually. From a VIP standpoint, it's a bit difficult because I can't see what I'm doing. I need a sighted person to actually go, yeah, move your arm to the left about 3 o'clock, you know, just so I can have an idea of where you're going. You get a handprint sort of on some of the games like Kinectimals, but it kind of gives you an idea of where your hand is, and there are visual cues, so if you press your hand in the right place, a little kind of hold button will come on, and the idea is you just keep your hand there until it's done, and that's like pressing yes, you know. At the same time, there are noises that sort of say yes, you've got your hand somewhere, you know. It's interesting technology, and I'm quite curious to see where it's going to go. It's a bit expensive. The unit is about $129.99, and of course they're out of stock everywhere at the moment, being that, you know, new toy, Christmas, go figure. And the games are sort of around £40 to £50 each, depending on where you get them. So I like it, but it isn't very visually impaired friendly at the moment. There are certainly ways around it, and I think the best part is playing with family. My mother was here yesterday, and she went absolutely nuts over Kinectables, and she hates cats! And she hates gaming as well, so she's kind of sitting there chucking balls at these Skittles and accidentally hitting the cat. it was quite funny. And if she can do it, then, well, there's nothing stopping anyone else. But I think Christmas morning, you know, family getting together, having play with that, it's really going to be fun for kind of, you know, parties and... excuse me. Impromptu gatherings and whatnot. So, I'm gonna sort of play around with this some more today because I didn't really have much time yesterday, but I really am impressed. I think it's going to be very interesting technology. I think it's going to, you know, start something. So yeah, those are my first initial thoughts on the Kinect.